Welcome to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast for hormonal mamas who want to reclaim their own natural state of health to thrive and raise healthy kids. I'm Dr. Lisa Weeks, naturopathic doctor in Toronto, Canada. I'm a perimenopausal mama to my toddler named Stuart.
And I'm Dr. Toni Reed. I'm a naturopathic doctor, birth doula, and hypnobirthing educator in Calgary, Alberta. And I'm a perimenopausal mama to my little girl, Frankie. The information in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to substitute professional medical advice. Always consult with your licensed healthcare provider.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast. Today, I'm excited to be back again with Dr. Toni. And since we've reached over 100 episodes, we thought we would share our top mama must-haves that we shared or that our guests shared over the last 100 episodes. You can use this as your Christmas wish list for your partner or family members to buy you, or you can go ahead and get some of these things on your own and incorporate into some of your self-care time. But we just want to share some of our favorite things. And I think it's a really fun episode. So how are you doing today, Toni?
I'm good. I love that we're talking about these mama must-haves because, I mean, between the mama must-haves that we talked about personally and the mama must-haves that our guests have shared, there are some really great ideas and just really great tips and products and different things to support your health and your family's health as well.
For sure. I know I'm busy making Christmas lists for what to get Stuart, to get Pete, to get other people. But you know what? Let's make lists for ourselves and see what's really going to help us feel better this year and next year and beyond. So, Toni, do you want to share what's one that stands out for you? What are you loving?
Well, it's funny because just with you saying that in terms of making a list and making a list for family members and even, you know, making a list for yourself, something that is actually still on my list to get for myself, but I know you've been loving it, Lisa, is the Hella Hydrating Facial Serum that Joy McCarthy created, Joyous Health, and she talked about it in the episode 78, where she shared her journey around rosacea. And when she was talking about, it's like, okay, I put it on my list. I still haven't gotten it, but I think that is, you know, a great mama must have, not only for Christmas lists, but even for moms to just go ahead and get for themselves, for their own self-care.
Yeah, I'm totally loving it. So I use it at night after I wash my face. I do one or two pumps, leave it on my skin with my hair back so it absorbs. And I feel like my skin is just so much more hydrated. It looks smoother and rejuvenated. And I've had the same bottle since I bought it. It's been lasting over 5 or 6 months, I think now. So you really don't need a lot, but it goes a long way. And you can be, you know, happy that there are no scents or chemicals, no toxins in there. It's just rose hips and hyaluronic acid. So I recommend that. And she also recommended getting a jade roller for your face. So this is something you can buy off of, you know, Amazon or some of the, you know, beauty places. I think Detox Market might have it, where it's like a handheld roller with jade stones. There's usually two parts, a bigger one and a smaller one, where you freeze it and then you roll it on your face to help reduce redness. It's really cooling. So if you're getting some, you know, hot flashes, you feel like red in the face or have rosacea, it really helps to cool the face down and take some of that redness away and really helps to wake you up too. So if you're feeling a little sluggish, freeze it, roll it on your face. Some of them have little kind of bumps on it, which is supposed to, I guess, stimulate or like break up some of the top layers of the skin in a gentle way so you can absorb some of your products better, like the Hella Hydrating Facial Serum. So I haven't done it before I've applied that, but I might start to do it after I wash my face too and then apply the serum to my face.
I love that idea, Lisa. That's, again, cool jade roller and the Hella Hydrating Facial Serum on my list for sure.
Yeah, make your own kind of spa, your home spa, right?
Love it. I love it. Now, and another way that I kind of make my own home spa is with essential oils. Essential oils can be just so fantastic to use aromatically, to use sometimes topically, depending on the oil and depending on the use. I've really been loving putting a couple of drops of lavender oil on top of the Epsom salts before I start my bath. It's been just so lovely and relaxing. And it's also, you know, really nice and relaxing for kids too.
Yeah, it can help them if they're kind of wired up. We put it in Stuart's bath at night too. And then if I'm finding he's extra wired, I mix some lavender into some fractionated coconut oil, mix that together, and then either spray it in a little spray bottle on his feet or rub it on its on his feet. And that can be really relaxing for him too. And then I really enjoy the scent of grapefruit essential oil. So I put a few drops on a Kleenex and breathe it in. And I find it's really uplifting and energizing. Same with peppermint too. So I'll either diffuse these oils into the air or put a drop on some Kleenex and breathe it in, or on my hands and breathe it in, but just don't touch your eyes if you have it on your hands.
For sure. And something that can actually even, now, I don't know if this is TMI, Lisa.
Oh, never too much TMI, Tony.
Especially when you're talking about grapefruit oil. I mean, between grapefruit oil or like a wild orange oil or a lemon oil, I'll often keep a bottle in the bathroom and then put a drop or two in the toilet bowl before I'm using it, maybe especially before a bowel movement. And nice. It just really impacts the air quality, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. It's kind of like that poopery, but your own personalized scent in a good way.
Yeah, exactly.
Another
great way to use essential oils. I also really love the smell of eucalyptus. So straight eucalyptus or a eucalyptus blend, like there's one called Easy Air that also has some peppermint in it. I love to do steam inhalations with that, or even to, again, have it in a diluted form and use it topically on the bottoms of the feet or on the chest, especially if there's any, if I am experiencing any congestion or you know, any symptoms of cold or that kind of thing. I love to use that. And I also love to use peppermint topically on the temples, you know, if I'm having a lot of muscle tension around headaches and that kind of thing. That's a favorite for me too. So I am a big fan of essential oils. And again, we'll link in our show notes to our recent episode on essential oils that I did with Barbara Brempel. And that can, I think there's just so many great uses for essential oils around the house and personally for self-care as well. You know, smell can really make a difference in terms of our emotional state and how we are, you know, managing stress or perceiving stress in our day-to-day.
Definitely. I even put a few drops of Easy Air just like at the edge of the shower when I go in, or peppermint oil. And then when I'm having a shower, it's just really uplifting too. So many ways you can use essential oil. So check out that episode. And then in the line of kind of, you know, time for yourself, self-care, I really enjoy the Insight Timer app for meditations. They have yoga classes on there. You can attend ones live, or there's pre-recorded ones. You can search by, you know, sleep meditation, anxiety, whatever you're feeling, and even for the length of time, if you only have 5 minutes or if you want to do something longer. So the Insight Timer app, they do have a free feature, and I find it gives you more than enough things to listen to. And then there's even the 10% Happier app, which goes along with the 10% Happier podcast with Dan Harris. You can get it free. Sometimes they do have challenges, so that's when you can access it for free too, where they have like 5-10 day taming anxiety challenges, where there's a meditation around awareness about anxiety and kind of working through it. They even had a Ted Lasso challenge. I haven't seen that show yet, but I really want to, where they showed a clip from the show and then they did a meditation around kind of the concept that the show was about that time. whether it was like about kindness to yourself, self-compassion, or being mindful. So I find, you know, wash your face, put on some essential oil, or put some essential oils in the diffuser, get your hella hydrating serum on and put one of these apps on. You've got a perfect spa night.
I love that.
And use the jade roller too.
And don't forget about the jade roller.
Yes.
I really love the 10% happier podcast with Dan Harris. So that's one app that I haven't checked out. And yeah, I'm with you. Everyone's talking about Ted Lasso. It's definitely on my list and I just haven't gotten around to watching it yet, but definitely on the list of things to do too.
For sure. The never ending list.
The never ending list. Now, one meditation that I have been loving is the 10-minute path to presence meditation that Fran Watson shared on the episode. It was episode 95 that we talked about, you know, going from burnout to really experiencing feminine presence and power. And so, you know, a nice little 10-minute meditation to just really check in with your body is just a lovely thing. And so I really love that meditation that Fran shares, and we'll put a link to her website where you can get that for free as well.
Yeah, I want to revisit that for sure. I remember I enjoyed it, but yeah, I haven't gone back to it. So great idea. Thanks, Tony.
Absolutely. I'm here for the reminders too.
And then talking about, you know, trying to remember things and making lists. So I think we both really enjoy using a bullet journal. I can't say I'm always 100% like following it, but Nicole North spoke about that on episode 11. So it was more like process improvement for your kids and how to use bullet journaling. So it's a great way to declutter your mind where you actually number the pages and make an index. It's really simple, but you can kind of make a page for, okay, Christmas presents for kids. And then you have another page where it's what you need to do for work and another page for things to buy when you go shopping or grocery shopping. So you can really, instead of having this one major to-do list where everything's clumped together and it just looks like impossible, you can break it down into categories and then chip away. And then there's even a method to kind of push a task to another day if it's not crucial, and it helps you to prioritize what you actually need to get done that day.
Lisa, that episode you did with Nicole North talking about bullet journaling changed my life, literally.
Love it.
And now I'm with you. I don't use it every single day. Sometimes I fall off, but it's still there. I have everything in it. The other day, I misplaced it. And I have to admit, I panicked a little bit because there's so much information in there. I love to write things down. Yeah, I sometimes will make notes on my phone, but I have my Wonder Woman journal I use for my bullet journal. I have my colored pens, and it's just great to have a place to just get it all out. So I'm so thankful you did that episode with Nicole North, and absolutely one of my favorite mama must-haves from, you know, the past 100 seasons has been the bullet journal.
Nice. And you can find like simple journals, like some of them you want to get with like dots. And when you learn how to use it, you'll know why. But you don't have to get like, there's some pretty expensive ones online, but you can find them, you know, at some stationery stores for reasonable prices, some art stores. So you don't have to get anything fancy, but it is fun to get nice pens and make it look pretty. But honestly, I probably go back and some of the things I try to read, I'm like, what did I write there? Because I was writing so quickly. So I can work on making it a little bit neater and pretty. Or some people are really good with doing pictures and like bubble letters and things like that. But, you know, it gets the job done for me.
Perfect. Hey, as long as it gets the job done, that's what's really important. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, we also talked about over the past 100 episodes, a number of different supplements that can be really helpful for health, for supporting ourselves. You know, definitely one of my favorite supplements that I think is a must have for all mamas out there for a lot of kids, it can be really beneficial too, is magnesium. Magnesium is so crucial for my life. I've having a supplement with magnesium on a daily basis has just makes such a difference in my health. Magnesium being a natural muscle relaxant and nervous system relaxant, it's been really crucial for me to really manage my migraines that I grew up having and that can still rear their ugly heads every once in a while. Magnesium's easily depleted by stress. So, and it really is challenging to get enough magnesium from our foods, especially with the amount of stressors that may be on your plate. As a mom. So I'm a big fan of magnesium. I usually am using there, and there's a few different kinds. Again, you can go to our episode on magnesium. I'll often use a little bit of calcium magnesium, do a CalMag supplement with magnesium. I use a liquid Mag Matrix liquid with my daughter Frankie at night. It's great to take before bed to just really help to support that whole wind down process.
I agree. That's part of our routine. Stuart knows he's going to get some at night, whether it's sometimes it's with calcium, sometimes it's straight magnesium. And I find, yeah, it's really great for relaxation and for mamas who maybe overindulged in a bit too much alcohol. It's a great support to help you recover from a hangover too. So not to say go and drink a lot, but you deplete magnesium when you have diuretics like alcohol and caffeine, and you can feel like more achy, more anxious. So replenishing that the night of the morning or the next morning can make a difference too. I know with the holidays coming up, people are going to be indulging a little bit more.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Especially over the holiday season. Definitely on the tops of my list in terms of supplements as well that we've talked about as mama must-haves is vitamin D drops. We just did an episode on the amazing actions of vitamin D in our body and why we need vitamin D for our hormones and for our mood, for our bones, for our immune system health. So again, you can go to the vitamin D episode to find out more about that. I'm a big fan of vitamin D drops, and I'll often use an emulsified vitamin D that's just better absorbed, as well as a drop with vitamin D and vitamin K that really helps to support its activity too.
So great. Yeah. And then for some of my kind of stress busting and sleep supporting supplements. So I'm loving, usually I do a combination for adrenal glands, but lately like to support stress and balance cortisol levels, but lately I've been doing a straight ashwagandha. So just taking that once a day. And I find, yeah, my emotions are more even keeled. I'm feeling less anxious. I think my thyroid's even working better. That can be from a whole host of factors, but we know ashwagandha helps with supporting thyroid function too. So it's a great adaptogenic herb. So it helps our body become more resilient to stress, because we're always going to have stress, but we just want to make sure it doesn't break our system down. And then if I'm having a lot of brain chatter and trouble sleeping, I'll take some passion flower with GABA before bed. So these are great calming herbs and supplements. Well, the GABA is the supplement, but it works kind of like a benzodiazepine, like an Ativan, without the addictive effects and without the side effects. So it gets your brain into a relaxed state. So you're able to unwind and become drowsy and fall asleep. And I am a melatonin junkie too. So I do like melatonin before bed. And even if people don't feel like, you know, it helps them sleep, it has so many health benefits. It's like a powerful antioxidant, has potential anti-cancer agents. It helps our immune system so we can fight viruses and bacteria more effectively. It has, you know, some anti-aging, although I don't like to use that term, but it just helps to keep us, you know, as vibrant and as fresh as we can be. So you typically don't need a lot. Like when you take too much, you can get groggy in the morning or have really vivid dreams, but usually about 1 to 3 milligrams, a spray under the tongue, I really enjoy as well.
Yeah. And speaking of antioxidants, I am really loving using a combination of antioxidants that really has been formulated to help to support mitochondria and energy production. But I find that it really helps to completely manage any hot flashes that come up. So, you know, antioxidants are just wonderful for the body in general, and they also really help to support often liver function too. And when we talk about hormone balance and symptoms that can come up from, you know, the hormone roller coaster that we're on in perimenopause, having a really a liver function to really manage our hormone balance is key. So, you know, I'm currently using a combination called Mito AMP that has some grapeseed extract, some resveratrol, a number of other antioxidants that has been really super helpful. So antioxidants are just wonderful things to have in our lives to reduce the impact of stress and kind of the damage that we do from living day to day. Also really top of my list too right now with the pandemic has been supplements that help with mood and extra resilience for stress. So definitely for me right now, 5-HTP has really been a game changer in providing that precursor to both melatonin and serotonin to help to support sleep, to help to support mood as well.
I love it. I'm glad you're noticing the benefits. Yeah, it can be so beneficial for people to take, especially, you know, this time of the year too. People can suffer from low mood in general, but then throw in the shorter days and still being stuck in the pandemic. So that's a great recommendation. And then on the lines of hot flashes and sleep, I mentioned one of my mama must-haves a while ago, a weighted blanket. I really like the Zonli blanket. I don't have any affiliation with them, but there's little, it's like a 15-pound blanket. I know it sounds weird to be like, I'm going to be sleeping with 15 pounds of weight on me. But if you've had a kid sleep on you, no problem, right? So it's right. Spread out, so it's not all concentrated, but it's like a quilted blanket and there's little tiny glass beads. So when you move, it's not like the glass beads, you feel them moving over the whole blanket, but it takes some time to get used to because it's like a swaddle for adults, right? It's like it induces that parasympathetic nervous system because of that weight, right? When you swaddle babies or hold them, you know, that helps to induce relaxation. They feel safe. And then the glass beads help to thermoregulate. So you're not going to be too hot. You're not going to be too cold. It's a nice, comfortable blanket that really helps you get a good night's sleep, especially if you tend to run on the hot side. You know, just be careful. You don't want to have it if you have really young kids in the bed with you or really small animals because it is formulated for adults and they do have higher weights as well, but I haven't moved up from the 15-pound one.
That sounds so lovely, Lisa. Again, I might have to put it on my Christmas list.
Let me know what you think.
Yeah, for sure. What I don't necessarily need to put on my Christmas list, actually, you know, my first thought was, again, for sleep and for supporting sleep, I'm a big fan of a sleep mask. I love a good sleep mask. And I've been using a sleep mask at night for years now. So it feels strange not to have a sleep mask on my face to block out any excess light, to really help to support my melatonin levels while I'm sleeping and to not disrupt that circadian rhythm. I'm also a big fan of a white noise machine for sleep. And this has been, it really was a game changer for Frankie's sleep as well. And our white noise machine isn't working quite as well as it used to. So I wonder if I need to put a white noise machine on the Christmas list for this year. So those are really crucial pieces for my sleep and for my family's sleep as well.
I agree. Yeah, we definitely love using white noise machines for us and Stuart, a sleep mask, but just be careful because I remember about a year ago, Stuart put mine on and he had a runny nose and I forgot and didn't wash it. And then I wore it and then I got a sty and it got infected and I got cellulitis. You know, I was probably really run down and my immune system was weak too, but just be conscious of washing it regularly. I hang mine up now on the bed, like the headboard, so that it dries in case there's any dampness, because now I'm really scared of getting a sty and an eye infection. So it turned out really bad.
I almost forgot that that had happened, Lisa. So thank you for reminding us to keep your sleep mask nice and clean.
Keep it clean. And then one thing for this dye, you know, you're supposed to use warm compresses, but I'm a keener. So I used hot compresses with pressure and that pushed the infection deeper into the below my eyes. So I learned a lot of things during that time. I was run down. I didn't wash my sleep mask and I didn't follow the directions properly on how to treat a sty. So there was many fails in that episode or that moment.
Oh my goodness. So I wonder if at that time when you were feeling run down, you could have been helped by doing some wet sock treatments.
I totally could have.
That's one of my favorite naturopathic tips. It's really a traditional kind of nature cure, hydrotherapy cure to really help to support the immune system and your circulation while you're sleeping. It sounds really strange. The last time I shared it as a mama must have was episode 95. And, you know, you put you take a thin pair of cotton socks, you wet the foot so that it's damp, not like dripping wet. With cool water, I find it doesn't have to be like ice cold water, but you put those wet socks on before you go to bed, making sure that your feet are warm. So in, you know, fuzzy socks or doing a hot bath or a hot foot bath before going to bed, if necessary, putting the wet socks on, putting a thick pair of cotton or wool socks over top, getting into bed, getting nice and cozy and warm. And it sounds strange. And it sometimes even feels a little bit strange at first. But while you're sleeping, your feet will warm and dry the socks. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll even kick those socks off in the middle of the night because it's my feet are too hot once they've warmed and dry the socks. And it's just great for drying out any congestion, for helping to support circulation and immune function while you're sleeping. So it's great for, you know, when you're feeling like you're on the verge of getting sick, or if someone else in your family is sick, you may want to do some wet socks on a regular basis. That was something that I was doing last month when Frankie had a cold. So I didn't get her cold. So my immune system handled that exposure to whatever virus she had brought home. And you know, I think it's just a wonderful thing to kind of keep in your arsenal of self-care and support.
Nice. Yeah, I used to be more regular with that. I love that you used it preventatively. So it's something I could definitely revisit and I should have been doing at that time. But I do another form of hydrotherapy that I started, I think it was just before Christmas or just after Christmas of 2020. So it'll be close to a year now where I'm ending my showers with 3 to 4 minutes of cold water. So similar idea, it strengthens your immune system and vitality. At first, your body kind of goes into panic mode, but it helps with stress resilience. So it's like a hermetic stress, which means like it's straining you a little bit, but then you work through it and you recognize and breathe and, you know, your body can then adjust and say, I'm okay. I can deal with this stressor, this cold water without getting into that sympathetic nervous system. And I find it's really helped with my energy during the day. I think my immune system definitely is stronger. You know, it's something you don't look forward to, but you're happy when it's over. But if I, you know, I haven't missed a day because I worry that I'm just going to feel more tired and have more brain fog. But, you know, I started with about 3 minutes and I was always looking at the timer to see had it been 3 minutes or not. But now I just do some breathing exercises and the 4 minutes pass by so quickly. And it's a great way to start my day.
I love that, Lisa. And good for you for doing 3 to 4 minutes. I'm also a big fan of ending shower with cold. I probably will maybe get 30 seconds if that. So
well, that's still good. I used to do 10 to 30. Yeah. And then I, you know, built up to the 3, but every little bit makes a difference, right?
That's awesome. I love that. Something else that I have really taken on lately, especially as the weather is getting colder here in Calgary, it's a mama must have that Penny Kendall Reed shared when you talked to her way back when, Lisa. Her mama must have was to use a paleo protein powder, a chocolate powder, one by a company called Designs for Health. and using that as a hot chocolate drink in the evening. She said she heated up almond milk and used it that for to make that kind of hot chocolate. We'll use oat milk in my house because I have a mild almond allergy. And it's wonderful because there's no sugar in it. So it's a really fantastic, nice kind of sweet treat to have that hot chocolate. It's great after being outside, playing around with Frankie. Both Frankie loves it. I love it. And I don't have to worry about kind of the time of the day because there's no sugar in it. So we can have it later on in the evening or we can have it in the afternoon. And it's just a lovely little treat for us to have.
I want one right now. I still haven't tried it. So that's on my list of things to get as well. And we do our own kind of version of hot chocolate. If we don't want to use actually like raw cacao powder or cocoa powder, I'll use carob powder for Stewart and use some sort of milk, whether it's, you know, almond, macadamia, cashew, etc. And I put in a little bit of collagen powder, a little bit of honey in his, and he really likes that. But we can also make it with the raw cacao or cocoa powder too, if we want a little, you know, it's a bit earlier in the morning and or in the day, and we're okay to get that chocolate in. But I'm going to get that protein powder. I'm going to put it on my list.
For sure. It's not necessarily the easiest to mix up. It is a little bit clumpy, but for me, I will look past the clumps and I just, you know, really aim to not have any, get the clumps out of Frankie's. It's definitely worth it for me. I don't mind the fact that it can be a little bit clumpy because I find it's worth overlooking the clumpiness.
Yeah, I have a solution for that, which was one of my must-haves too. I just can't remember the brand name right now, but it's one of those handheld mixers where you just like stick it in your individual drink, press the button, and it mixes up the clumps. So that was a really good mama must-have to, you know, mix up collagen powder, mix up different protein powders. So I'll find out the name and we can put it in the show notes. I have it downstairs, but I just can't think of it right now.
That's perfect. Yes, definitely. Hand mixer. Absolutely.
Yeah, I use it so often, like even if I make like a chai rooibos tea and I want to add some almond milk to it, I'll mix it up that way. Yeah, it works really well. And another thing that stood out for, you know, recipes was when Joy McCarthy was on from Joyous Health. So she talked about, you know, kids have smoothies, but you can mix it up and this might not be the best time of the year for it, but you can put elements of warming spices and some cooked things in it, but making a smoothie bowl just to make it more exciting for kids to where they can, you know, you can make the base smoothie and then they can add in if they want to add in some fruit, some, you know, even chocolate chips if you want, or some shredded coconut or different seeds, just to make it a little bit more exciting for them. And then in the winter, we can make this more warming by adding some, you know, fresh ginger or powdered ginger or some cinnamon. So you can mix it up and do the smoothie bowls with the kids too, even add in chia seeds or ground flax seeds, just things that they like. And I've been known, we have added in some of the Smart Sweet gummies into the smoothie bowl for Stewart now that he's older. So that he gets excited when he, you know, puts his spoon in and out comes one of the Smart Sweet gummy bears. He's like, ooh.
Love it. Oh, love those Smart Sweets.
You know, those were a must have, but I've been off of them for the last little while because I just started to eat them way too often. So
I really have to put myself on a ration with them. Even though they're sugar free, they are so tasty and delicious that sometimes that can lead into a little bit of overindulging. But at least
they're like, you feel less guilty. And they do have. Have you tried their like cola ones that they have now? Those are really good too. It's like Coke bottle ones, you know.
The Coke bottles are great. I'm a big fan of their peach rings.
Nice.
I'm definitely a fuzzy peach fan, so their peach rings are awesome. I love those.
Yeah, and the fish I like too. The fish are good too.
The fish are
Swedish
great.
Fish, I guess they are. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also a super big fan of the Dwarf Stars pumpkin seed butter cups, the chocolate with pumpkin seed butter. They have a version that has sugar in it. And then they also have a sugar-free version that uses a sugar alcohol in it. You know, it's dairy-free, gluten-free, nut-free, And tastes amazing. Such a wonderful little treat.
Yeah, I still haven't tried those either. And I know we're both a fan of 80% dark chocolate. I really love the Zazu Bean or the Giddy Yo-Yo brand is really good. And then if I want something that doesn't have chocolate, but tastes like chocolate, I do like the Aussie, I think it's the Aussie Carob Company. They have some carob chips that you can get. And even their unsweetened ones taste really good. I know some carob products can taste kind of gross, but the Aussie Carob Co., I believe is the name. It's on Natura Market. Those are really good too.
Oh, fantastic. A couple of other my favorite snacks, my hemp protein power balls. One of my favorites and Frankie's favorites too. So I shared that way back in episode 10 as a mama must have. So I'll definitely post it in the show notes, as well as Lisa, you talked to Amanda Beattie on way back on episode 5. She has a really fantastic egg muffin recipe. So for those of you out there who are okay with eggs, I know Lisa, you don't do eggs very well. So, but egg muffin can be a great way of having a little bit of extra protein, a little extra veg, and a really easy snack in a muffin form.
For sure. Yeah, I can get away with a little bit now. I've tested it out, but yeah, I can't have them every day or I can start to have some reactions. But those are definitely useful and easy and tasty recipes to check out. And the hemp protein balls are delicious too. So those are great. And then for salty cravings, I'm a big fan of plantain chips. I found the Lesser Evil Power Curls. It sounds weird, but they're kind of like the Cheez-Its, but they have egg protein in them and like cassava flour. They're really salty, so you don't want to have too much, but it helps when you're having that salt craving and you're actually getting some protein with it if you can tolerate the egg, which I can have those occasionally.
Oh, very awesome. I'm also, when it comes to, you know, kind of a crispy, salty kind of craving, I really like the Benito's bean chips, black bean chips and pinto bean chips. And again, more protein, more fiber. Again, it's just, you know, if you're having a little bit of a craving, it's not like you have to try and suppress it or will it away, but to have something that you can have a go-to that is actually going to not throw off your blood sugar so much is a real bonus.
Definitely. So we've shared a lot of tasty things you can do to have, you know, more time for self-care or use for self-care to support sleep, different supplement ideas. Is there anything else you think we should share, Tony?
Maybe the last thing that I would tack on is, you know, last week I mentioned and talked to Christina Bjorndal. Her book, Beyond the Label, is just a really amazing, not only story about how of her experience when it came to having mental health issues and real struggles, and how she really, you know, found her way to use naturopathic medicine to really be able to bounce back, manage her mood, and really stabilize her mood. So it's really a really open, honest story about her experience, and also becoming a mom, and really gives a good, you know, rundown of how really looking at nutrition, looking at other lifestyle factors using naturopathic medicine can be incredibly supportive for mental health and mood.
Oh, I still have to read that. So thank you for sharing, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think we have a great list that we're going to share. You can get this as a downloadable PDF. If you go to our perimenopausalmamas.com website, you can click on the button and then you'll get access to a PDF with all of these recommendations. So you can pass it on to your partner, your family, your friends, and have it as a quick cheat sheet. So, you know, things that'll help to nourish your mind, body, and soul.
And we'll also post that for our Patreon supporters as well. So again, if you support us at a $5 or $20 level, you'll be able to access that as well.
Definitely. And then you'll be getting once a month a special Q&A or a deep dive into a topic with us as well.
So let's switch gears, Lisa.
Yes.
And talk about our super mom moments, our mama mess, and our mama mess ups.
Sure. Do you want to talk about your super mom moment? I know you're doing a fabulous job. So can you share one with us?
Yeah. You know, I've held on a few weeks to share this super mom moment back in at the end of October for Halloween. I really wanted to make sure that Frankie was really properly covered, literally and kind of figuratively, when it came to Halloween costumes. Halloween in Canada can be a little bit of tricky, especially here in Calgary. Like, you never know what the weather is going to be like. So I actually managed to find two Halloween costumes, both secondhand. Again, amazing to use the resource of Facebook Marketplace and my Facebook neighborhood buy and sell group to get one Halloween costume for her that she could wear inside when she was having her Halloween party at day home. So I got a dress so that she could be Anna from Frozen. And then another Halloween costume for outside. She wanted to be a lion. So it was a really warm costume that we could really have lots of layers and a big puffy jacket underneath so that she could stay nice and warm going trick or treating. So, and I got both of those for less than $20. So for me, that was total win. Total super mom moment.
Total win. Wow, that's awesome. And you were prepared for the cold weather, and then she was comfortable inside, and the costumes sound like so adorable. So I can't wait to see the pictures.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. And yeah, she was a really adorable lion. She really liked to roar while she was in her lion costume.
Was she roaring?
Oh yeah, she was roaring.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And now, Lisa, I know that you are a rock star mom. And do you have a mama mess up that you can share?
Oh, yeah, I do. So many, but I'll pick one. And this was, we got a call because Stuart hadn't been to the dentist for over a year. And normally we're, good about booking the follow-up during the actual appointment when he's there or we're at our appointment. But I didn't, because we'll figure it out. It's the pandemic. We'll see, what's going on. But then, of course, time goes by and it's been over a year and he needs to go back to the dentist. So we've been good about brushing, and we actually floss his teeth once a day too. But we're going to make that appointment. And then during that appointment, I'm going to schedule the follow-up and put it in my calendar. Whoops.
Ooh, that's a good reminder for me too, Lisa. So you're not alone.
And I need to do that for many things, right? For eye doctor appointments and all of those. So just having better systems, because the memory in the brain isn't the same as it used to be.
Absolutely. I'm with you there. Totally. It's almost like, it's would probably be best to just schedule the next one for the following year, just so that it's in the calendar, right? So it's actually
exactly
happening.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I know we went through a lot of must-haves, but can you think of one more you want to share, Tony? That's a new one that wasn't in previous episodes.
This is a new one. And actually, I'm putting it as a mama must-have this week, even though I haven't even watched it yet. But there is a new documentary called The Business of Birth Control. I've seen different samples of it. I've seen different snippets of it. It's a new documentary by Ricky Lake and Abby Epstein. They've been working on it for a couple of years. They had brought together and created the documentary, The Business of Being Born, that I'm a huge fan of. I think all parents to be should watch that documentary. And they've also created another documentary. I believe it's still on Netflix right now. It's called Weed the People, looking at the use of cannabis in children and some of the health benefits that way. So they're really fantastic at creating documentaries that really educate, that are really engaging. So The Business of Birth Control is, I think it's just such a needed movie and way to really educate women out there about the things to really look at and be aware of when it comes to the birth control pill.
That's on my list, definitely, too. I'm on their email list. So there's been lots of snippets you can watch and build up to it. So I'm excited for when it finally comes out. So that's a great must-have, Toni.
Yeah, thank you. And now how about you, Lisa?
Yeah, so mine is a handheld massager. You might be thinking, what kind of massager? But one that's actually just like made out of a hard material. I couldn't tell you what it is, but it has like four kind of little bulbs that stick out, kind of looks like a hand with four balls on like four different fingers. And, you know, normally you get someone to hold that and massage your back and shoulders, but, you know, and Pete does that for me, but sometimes too, when he's busy, I'll just lie on the couch or on the bed without a pillow and position it under my back and kind of move my back around. And it really helps to release tension in my muscles. And I realize how tight I actually am and I'm sore in so many areas. So I use it for my, you know, shoulder blades and my upper back. And that can even just like around the lumbar area, the quadratus lumborum, like the sides too, it can really help to loosen muscles. And even just like 10 minutes while I'm doing some breathing or listening to a meditation can really just reset my nervous system and reduce that muscle tension.
I love that. I have to admit, when I saw our show notes and I knew that this was going to be your mama must have, I thought, wow, sexologist Dr. Trina Reed would really be a fan of the mama must have that you have today. So.
Sorry, it's not that racy. This one's the handheld one.
Again, wherever you're using that massager, Lisa, I'm sure, no, like that sounds amazing because I know that I could probably use it around, you know, my lower back, my shoulders, even around my hips and my glutes. And yeah, so I think we all need a handheld massager like that.
And book a massage. I just had a massage, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, and I have another one scheduled. So when I was there, I booked my next one. And that is so important for me too, right? It's amazing how good you feel after. And it's so, so important to do that.
With you there completely. So thanks so much, everyone, for joining us today. Again, all of the show notes will be at perimenopausalmamas.com. All of the links that we talked about, you can email us, connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love for you to subscribe. Leave us a review and a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this episode, and that way other perimenopausal mamas will find us as well. So stay safe and healthy, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Take care and go to perimenopausalmamas.com to get your free downloadable many mama must-haves.
Take care.
Bye-bye.